This recording, Ontario 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." When I was in grade 1, I went to Northridge Public School in my hometown, and I had an opportunity to take piano lessons, which is unusual for you to do at a public school. Usually that's something that you do privately or your parents arrange for you. And my parents were not particularly musical at home, but my mother did play the piano. And so when I came home and said, Mom, guess what? I can take piano lessons at school, and it's free. And every Monday is the lesson, and my mom was very, very excited about this whole prospect, although she managed to remain calm and not too excited so as not to sway my enthusiasm for the process. And as a result, I did take the piano lessons and enjoyed it thoroughly, and then went on to take private lessons later on, and continued with music for the rest of my life. And that is my story.